Understanding the art of effective comparative essay writing with examples. Let us start with few of the questions that pop on the mind of a student about to write an essay. Do you know why referring to comparative essay examples before writing one is considered as a prudent move? How writing an impeccable comparative essay could take your academic performance to a whole new level. Have you ever thought that writing down a perfect comparative essay is way too confounding before reaching down here? Well, if you are nodding your head in yes, then you have landed at the right place. The art of writing down comparative essays. The comparative method of essay writing is a form of essay writing in which you measure the subjects or render inferences on the grounds of their similarities, or differences, or both. If we speak from the fundamental viewpoint, these types of essays are written with the structure of a few paragraphs targeting the difference or equivalence between the topics discussed. It is essential to know a comparative essay precisely before attempting to write one. Fundamentally, these essays are the structure of a few paragraphs that targets explaining how two things or topics are equivalent to or different from one another. The best part of these essays is that they can be composed on any subject on earth. What is considered is the fact that the subjects ought to have some connection with one another. The process is entirely different from writing down a critical essay. How? Learn more at How to Write Critical Essay on Literature. When you look at a powerful comparative essay, then you will find that the reader can have a pristine clarity of the nature and properties of the components that have been analyzed. There would be a concrete evidence and reasoning to settle the ruling on either side. Why comparative essays play an important role? A comparative essay work always helps you in settling with a specific side in contention. It will help you in bringing out the similarities and the differences amidst the choices, which eventually clarify the actual stakes at play. For instance, one can fetch the distinction or similarities between any of the following sets. Christianity v/s Marxism. American GDP v/s Australian GDP. The Democratic Party v/s the Republican Party. Creationism v/s the Big Bang. The right-wing ideology v/s the left-wing ideology. A systematic distinction or similarity is drawn based on research and evidences. In addition to that, the personal inclination of the researcher also influences the findings. For example, it is up to you whether you wish to become a progressive or a reformist. It is directly or indirectly going to influence your future inferences. Recognizing the basic premise for comparison. While writing an essay, it is essential to build a premise for comparison. Generally, it is the question that has been asked in the essay which builds the premise. If it is not a direct essay question, then it could be revolving around two philosophies. Building up the content. Here, you are required to enlist the approaches by the flow of the topics. The objective of the list is accessed with the goal of the essay, and the spotlight is predominantly on the connected points. It will help you to decide which content is required to be kept and which segment could be omitted. Think of a thesis. It is always advisable to think in advance about your inclination for the topic. It is imperative to learn in advance whether your focus is going to be on the similarities, the differences, or both. What is your key objective of developing the thesis? The navigation of the content can be set accordingly once you reach on a judgment. Building up the format. Essays can be written in different formats, but the sole purpose of all these essay formats is to help the reader to effectively trail the comparisons made in these essays. Some of the principal strategies on the grounds of which one can create a comparative essay include: rotating method. It is a form of strategy, where a section of comparison is taken complete care of within a single paragraph. It simply denotes the fact that a complete paragraph is utilized to explain one factor of comparison with respect to the primary topic. At this point, the paragraph is trailed by another paragraph unequivocally elaborating a similar angle but manages the next topic. Here, both first and second paragraph emphasize on the same segment of the comparison. The method manages both the topics on individual basis. The same pattern is followed with the third and fourth paragraphs respectively, but focusing and managing another perspective. The same pattern is followed till the concluding part of the essay. Focal points. One such form of essay is helpful in comparing two distinct topics. It is helpful in producing incorporated and dissected paper. It is widely used in the situations where it is necessary to display a point-to-point comparison. It also focuses on the point where the comparison elements are not related to each other. Blended paragraph strategy. The strategy deals with how the topics think regarding the dependency on one angle. It gives equal loads to all the topics as far as the comparison is concerned, and the strategy is primarily implemented in the management of a long comparative essays. The key usage comes while managing the complex issues requiring close consideration. Square method. The method is easy yet equally risky too. Here, the essay is divided into two different parts, with one comparing the components of the initial segment, while the subsequent part deals only with the topic too. The key challenge with this method is the fact that you are required to make sure that the order of the first segment is cautiously followed. The method is useful while writing down short-form essays and simultaneously managing many topics. When you are required to manufacture the concept of the topic 2 from the ones featured for the topic 1. The structuring of a comparative essay, step-by-step instructions. The process of building the content of a comparative essay is not that difficult if you know the basics. Yes, the basics of the essay body would revolve around the introduction, the body, and the conclusion only. It is like writing down a standard essay only, but what you include in it as content matters a lot. Introduction. It is the introductory paragraph that delivers a brief overview of the essay to the reader. It is the attempt to immerse the reader in the content and to develop his or her interest in a simultaneous manner. It ought to be lucrative in terms of reading yet stuck with basics and clear understanding. Likewise, there must be a proposition statement denoting the key reason for writing down the whole essay without directly jumping onto the conclusion. Body paragraphs. These paragraphs start right after the introductory part and exist till penultimate section of the essay right before the conclusion. These paragraphs generally contain the subheadings acquainting the reader with the information in the respective paragraph. It is noteworthy that the conversation of the perspective is executed in the middle part of the paragraph and the last part delivers a low-level conclusion regarding the angle evaluated within the paragraph. Each paragraph ought to contain factual data on the information dealt with, featuring solitary perspective with evidence in the form of figure, examples, etc. backing it up. Conclusion. The conclusion delivers the summation of the whole essay. It is utterly based on the paragraph body of the essay and inferred based on the similarities or the differences discussed, and not personal inclinations. If you are facing issues while dealing with your frequent essay homework, then it is suggestive to get benefited by the services of professional essay assignment writing services online. They will help you in eluding blunders and finish the task right from preparation of the research material to the submission of full proof final work prior to the deadline. They even help in essay writing in respect to the country-specific request, to write it down as per the university guidelines there. Wish to see a sample of how country-specific paid essay writing works? Visit How to Write Critical Essay on Literature to learn more. A comparative essay writing example. To critically evaluate the impact of powerful essay writing, let us look at an example of comparative essay writing down below. There are some of financial and political belief systems that have been received by various nations. Most of these nations represent capitalism and socialism. Irrespective of the fact that both these belief systems feature irreparable differences, with only a few similarities with one another. Here, in this paper, we are going to focus on various similarities and dissimilarities among the two. When we look at it from the viewpoint of similarity, then we would find that both capitalism and socialism function in a popularity-driven government. For capitalism, it is a law-based government permitting individuals to demand methods for building and utilizing the equivalent in making the riches. When it is about socialism, a majority-rule government takes into consideration an equivalent distribution of all the riches as well as all the components recognized with riches creation. Additionally, both the political belief systems are subject to government intercession. In terms of capitalism, the scope of mediation from the government is constrained and it is the responsibility of the state to plan out certain guidelines and principles to control certain practices. For instance, the abuse of power and monopolistic endeavors. When we speak from the socialism viewpoint, then we will find that the framework is primarily under the control of the government. It is the accountability of the government to entrust the subjects with the guarantee that all the elements of the creation have been distributed effectively. When we look at a socialist society, the approach to creation is exclusively under the forethought of the society. It is within a socialist society that the society settles over the measure of creation to decide the cost of identical items. However, in the capitalist society, the subject is responsible for the sum he or she requires to deliver along with the cost related to charge. Some of the best practices and tips. While writing a good comparative essay, you are required to take into address the following concerns. Your selection of things, the things that you choose for a comparative essay ought to be chosen deliberately. There must be certain equivalent class of things to make the elements comparative in the essay. Additionally, if there are things which are prone to excessive comparison and are visible to the naked eyes of a layman reader, then there is no point in doing the comparison. Selecting the right parameters for comparison, your essay should never focus on the comparison of all sorts of things except the two things your comparison ought to be based on. Decide in advance which parameters will be powerful, what results or inferences you are probable to achieve, and what sort of insights you are expected to build about the things. Use the models and tools in a practical manner. There are various models and tools that can be applied to conceptualize a comparative essay. The application of Venn graph is one of the popular devices, along with a rational use of diagrams, tables, rubrics, etc. With the help of these tools and models, you can not only make an effective comparison, but also reevaluate your selection of the parameters. Choose a hierarchical arrangement, then stick to it. Always stick to your chosen design, and do not bounce around. If you confound the reader with different hierarchical arrangements, then stakes are high that your essay would lose the essence or impact. Never hesitate to ask for help. Well, when your marks, performance, and reputation in class is at stake, then there is nothing wrong in seeking external help. Here, we are not talking about your peer group or online friends, rather professional paid essay writing help from the experts. There are legit and authorized essay homework writing agencies offering homework help to students as well as for working professionals related to different fields. Thoughtful Minds is the pioneer essay writing service agency in India, offering the academic writing services of the highest standards at the most pocket-friendly prices for both students and corporates. Our assignment help channels are open 24x7x365 and our services feature 500+ in-house essay writers ready to help you with AZ comparative analysis essay topics. So, order for your online homework help now at Essay Writing and experience the essay from the industry pros of the Paramount Standards.